right, we're in studio here with Mayor Arunan Arulampalam, who's got a suit. I thought it was summertime. I saw pictures of you with this thing over the weekend, and you're all like concert going t-shirt and stuff.
We had a fun music festival over the weekend. We had 8,500 people.
Capital Groove.
Came in from New Jersey and Massachusetts, all over the country, really.
I wasn't here, but I always feel giddy saying, I like Cake. They're a good band.
Yeah, they were fun.
They're a good band.
They're fun. I was talking to the lead singer there, and he's like, the architecture in this place is, he's kind of a quirky guy.
Yeah.
But he's like, the architecture in this place is really cool. We don't have spires on the West Coast. We don't have buildings with spires on them.
Well, I mean, I've always said Hartford's got some great bones. I mean, there's some buildings there just stunning. I was in the, the community. What's the room on Pratt Street, 31 Pratt?
Society room.
That place is unbelievable.
Yeah, It's a great event space.
I was there. I think you were there earlier. Were you there for the Harvard Business Journal thing last week? I don't know if you were where the governor was there. But I had never been in that space. That is such a cool spot.
Yeah.
So you're here and you're going to see, because we have great, because a politician, you finally got it. A politician can reach just about every demographic in this building, right? You can see us, old.
You're bringing down the curtain here.
No, but it's like we have Light 100.5, we have 96.5 TICFM and Hot 93.
These are like different worlds on people's radio dials. They have no idea that it's all in one building.
So is there like starched AM radio Arunan, and then there's, hip-hop Arunan, which is right next to us right now. then there's, pop music Arunan. What's the range? What do you talk about? I want to know. What are you talking about with
Apostle
them?
Paul,
do they ask you serious questions?
The Apostle Paul in the New Testament says, "I am to be all things to all men," and that's what I'm doing this morning. I think they all have different things they want to talk about. But the city of Hartford is at its very best a melting pot of all different kinds of people and ideas and things, and so a mayor's got to be able to adjust to all of that and. They're all very different, but we love everybody who loves the city of Hartford.
There you go. We'll get to some more serious stuff at 7:20. I want to talk obviously development and some housing and some school stuff and some of the good things that are going on in the city. I'm always amazed that you're able to do what you do with your family. You got five kids.
Five kids.
And the oldest is?
The oldest just turned 12.
And the youngest is?
4.
And summertime's good because during the school year, we can't get you at 7:13 in studio.
Yeah, it's tough with the drop.
It doesn't happen. Things are okay. You see, you haven't gained 40 pounds. you still have some dark hair in the beard.
It's a little bit.
You color it.
It's a little bit.
But how are you holding up?
I got stopped by a Connecticut transit worker, bus driver yesterday, and she said, you're not nearly as old as you look on TV.
That's funny. It does age you fast. I remember with Obama. Yeah. I mean, it's all stunning, but all of our presidents. But with Obama from 08 to 16, you could definitely see it. I want to ask you, people view you as more of a community development guy than an economic development guy. Do you think that's fair or unfair?
I've done both. I mean, I think my last job before I became mayor was.
But in terms of your spirit.
Community housing. But I think my first job was working in corporate finance at a law firm downtown. I've got a range of experiences. I think you've got to do both. First of all, we got to build as fast as we can. There's this housing crisis.
Yep.
And what we know is that the speed at which you can build new units of housing, all kinds of units of housing, from luxury apartments downtown to home ownership in neighborhoods. Matters in terms of how expensive housing gets. The cities that have brought down the price of housing and have been able to bring down homelessness as a result have been cities that have just built a ton of units. And so we've tried to cut back on the regulations. We've made it 57% faster. It takes less than half as long to get a building permit right now in the city of Hartford than it did when I first started. And within a year, we cut down the building permit time. We've tried to go out and find as many developers as we can to work on as many units of housing as we can in the city. We want to build as fast as we can, and you got to do it everywhere.
Yeah, the real interesting part is, do we got to go, Matt? Okay, we got to go. Because I'm curious of the housing bill, because you're building new units, which I think is great. And there's a couple of places, but then there's all the empty office space too.
Yeah, yeah.
And conversions, the one thing I've learned is that it's not so simple.
Right.
It's, knocking down, putting up some sheetrock and so on and so forth. It's not easy to do, but
we can spend 20 minutes on that, but it's something we're looking at very aggressively.
Yeah, because I mean, And I know you're probably pro-labor, but this whole collectively bargaining return-to-work stuff at the state level drives me bananas. But and I'm not a conservative per se. I just think that that's a tough one because we need people coming to work in Hartford. What's your order of operations? So here from Light, then to 96.5, and then you end over at 93.7.
Christina in my office is the person who keeps me on task here. She was off mic, but she knows that.
She's on top of everything.
She knows what's going on.
She's on top of it.
We covered earlier. I don't even know what's going on the rest of the day.
That's great. We're continuing our conversation with Mayor Arunan Arulampalam here on Brian and Company. I guess we're going to learn today who the new superintendent is, and I don't know who it is, and I know you can't tell me, which is unfortunate. But I was reading this piece, and I don't even know this person, but I was reading this piece in CT Mirror, this op-ed by Costanza Segovia, who's with Connecticut for All, and a parent of a, I don't know if you read the piece about school choice and how there's this debate, you know, giving opportunity to everybody. Is it opportunity for everybody? And then is it brain drain? Like, are you taking your best students and letting them leave Hartford? And I don't know what to do. I mean, we were talking off mic. I think the biggest problem is that you need more students. Yeah. And the more students you have, the more vibrant your school communities are going to be. And then if you have fewer students, then your cost per student is it just explodes.
Look, and school choice, just for those who aren't in the Hartford area, means something a little different in Hartford. These aren't, you know, vouchers to go to your local Catholic school. It's just because of Chefers O'Neill, that created this whole weird regulatory system of schools around the city of Hartford. About 40% of our kids are going to schools of choice, either in neighboring towns or with CREC. And so we've got a far smaller student body than we used to.
Where do you stand on that? Are you?
It is law, and I think it is never a great idea for a judge to create policy. And essentially, our school system was set up by a judge, and there are going to be unintended consequences because of it. It's really making it hard to have strong neighborhood schools. But that's why, you know, last year I created this Blue Ribbon Commission to create a blueprint forward for how we, within this regulatory structure, how we can create strong schools in the city of Hartford. We've got to be able to create strong schools that have the resources they need. I think that's going to require paring down, and we've got 11 high schools in the city.
Yeah.
That's probably too many high schools. You know, we've got to focus on strengthening a few better high schools, stronger high schools that have enough administrators and support staff and school counselors and coaches and everything they need for kids to succeed. And then we've got to continue to work with the state to get more resources into the city of Hartford. We've got to continue to make sacrifices at the city level to contribute more to our schools. And I'm committed to doing both of those.
First of all, go ahead.
And then, you know, the other thing that I think has really excited a lot of parents and got a lot of people thinking about this, the Hartford Public Schools, in addition to the turnaround, is Hartford Promise, because of a grant from the Hartford Foundation and a campaign from the Hartford Foundation, is now offering any resident of the city of Hartford who goes through Hartford Public Schools and maintains a 3.0 GPA, $100,000 for college.
What?
It is an incredible grant, an incredible promise.
You're saying any kid who goes to Hartford Public Schools and maintains a 3.0 can automatically get $100,000 scholarship for college.
Yeah. And there's a lot of folks who are thinking about moving back to Hartford.
Basically, you go to UConn for free.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a real investment in both the futures of Hartford students, but in trying to get and build a school system that has a wide array of students and that has the strength to kind of sustain itself.
So first of all, you know, not to be, you know, flippant, but what constitutes a blue ribbon? How does one attain blue ribbon status? Is there a metric for that?
Or is it just a cool political thing to say we have a blue ribbon committee together and we're making this
a when are we going to get the results of that research?
We published a report,
which I guess I didn't read.
I'll give it to you.
You summarized it was reducing capacity, like closing some schools and consolidating.
We're trying to get a hold of some of the cost drivers. Special ed right now is 33% of everything we spend on schools.
Yeah, everyone's got that problem.
Yeah, but we're a third. And because of the level of brain drain, it is huge, the amount we're spending on special ed, and it's increasing exponentially. I mean, the students that we're outplacing, we're spending over $100,000 per student per year on some of the, you know, the most expensive students that we're outplacing. I mean, we're spending $25 million just on transportation costs for special ed alone. And so if we can pull some of those special ed services into the district, build our own special ed programs, and because of the Blue Ribbon Commission reports, that's something that came out of the legislature this year. If we can cap some of the special ed costs for out-of-district services so they don't continue to rise exponentially year after year, that'll allow us to spend more dollars on the rest of our school system.
But wait, is that going to happen?
Both of those things are happening. Both of those things came out of the special ed bill in the legislature.
Okay, so just review. Two things are happening. One is just review.
So we created this Blue Ribbon Commission report. Right. Had a number of recommendations, both for us, for our schools, and for the state.
Okay.
The state took a number of these recommendations, put it into the special ed bill that you saw coming out of the legislature this year, 5001. Miriam Kahn was kind of the lead architect of that. And that addressed a lot of the real concerns around special ed within the district.
So what is the concrete things? You said the two things are going to happen.
The two biggest things, I mean, I could list off like eight things, but the two biggest things are, one, capping the cost of out-of-district. What's driving this is the out-of-district placement of students with special needs into special services. And so capping the cost for those out-of-district providers so they're just upping the tuition by huge rates year after year. The amount has grown exponentially. And so capping those costs so they rise on a kind of predictable level that has to, direct relation to the services that are provided. And then creating dollars to build special ed programs in district. If we could take more of those students, educate them within Hartford Public Schools, we save money by doing it.
What's the budget hole now? Is it for education? Is that all?
We mitigated that hole for this fiscal year, but the last 2 years it has been upwards of $30 million. And so we've got to come up with a more sustainable budgeting scenario, both within our schools and also continue to advocate for better resources.
We're tight on time, so let me rip through a couple things. We're talking with Mayor Arunan Orlampalam here, Mayor of the City of Hartford. You had this Capitol Groove this past weekend. How was the honest answers? How was the attendance?
There's 8,500 people.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I mean, it's growing year after year, and they're intentionally. We've got a 5-year contract with them. This was year two of the festival, year one of the 5-year contract. So I think it'll be bigger and better next year, and they're going to do two stages next year.
They were happy?
They were happy. They.
Because to me, these are the things you need them to keep coming
back.
These
are great organizers who knew they were taking a huge loss first year, small loss this year, to build something that will be a long-term festival in the city of Hartford. But, I mean, 8,500 people that came from all over – from a ton of different states. I got a text over the weekend from one of the coffee shop owners in town, and they said, I don't know if anybody ever tells you this, but just this weekend, our coffee sales rose over 200%.
Right, but that weekend needs to offset the multiple days where it's
empty. You
make
your margins on that.
Sure.
And then we've got Hartford Bonanza coming up this Saturday.
Hartford Days, which I've just been
doing
reading
Hartford
about.
Days thing. I created this foundation coming out of the inauguration, and we're going to do a bunch of fun days for families. At the first ones at Bushnell Park, we're kicking off on the 12th. We've got free ice cream and free carousel rides. We're doing a beer garden over there with Dead Language, one of the new breweries in town.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a really fun day. We're going to do an athletic game together with free tickets and a free tailgate ahead of time. We're doing a bunch of fun, free family things.
But how do you? So those are great ideas, right? And I'm being biased. We were just talking earlier when I moved to Connecticut in the late '90s. Like Allen Street would close down, and the bars would all be like open doors, and like we would clown car. We'd get like six guys jump into a Corolla. Overpay Laz parking and have a night, right? But like that stuff doesn't happen that much anymore. And then I talked to the folks on Pratt and they just need more busy days, right? Yeah. And so that 200% is great, but there are also multiple days where there's not a lot. So,
I've got we put out a summer calendar this year for the first time, and have them in fridge magnet form. If you go to my Facebook or Instagram pages, you'll see a picture of it there. Pretty much every weekend we've got something going on in the city. I mean, we are building a lot more of those days, a lot more of those weeks where we've just got a ton of energy. You were out there for Hartford Taste.
Yeah, it's great.
It was hot, but we still got a ton of people out. This summer is going to be packed in the city of Hartford.
How do you get the people outside the city to get into that groove again to think about doing it more?
Well, I created a marketing position at the city, which we didn't have before. And we're thinking intentionally about how we tell our story and how we message, and how we get people outside the city to rediscover everything going on in the city of Hartford. I mean, a lot of people are doing that. Getting in the clown car and coming down to Pratt. And
yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, I'm a huge fan, and I try to go, to Vons to see a soccer game, yeah, or to Urban Lodge before I go to the People's Bank. I'm calling it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call it the. I'm trying to get it to be called the Peep.
It needs
a good shortening, right? It's got to be like, it's the Garden, right? Yeah. It's the Peep. I don't know, People's Bank Arena, and people call it XL for a while. We're like totally out of time. I want to talk more at some point. I mean, I'm not going to ask you the grocery store question because you don't have unless you have an answer today. But you know, the coordination of the development, right? And yeah, and about getting, and next time, this is planting the seed because we do have to go.
Yeah.
About getting. The whole pocket neighborhood thing, I love. I don't love apartment buildings. I understand the need for it, but it doesn't create community. It's transient. It doesn't have bring in families. And I don't know how to do it. And then this industrial thing behind, you know, that big data center behind Duncan Park, yeah, you know, what happens with that is really important to me. And,
yeah,
and I don't know. I still think a grand bargain could be struck with UConn. Like this, I don't know the coordination of the development, and I want to hear more about it.
We should talk through it. I mean, broadly speaking, when we think about housing, I'm trying to build home ownership in our neighborhoods.
Because you're a neighborhood guy.
And I'm trying to build, you know, turn some of our vacant commercial properties into residential apartments and into downtown and build more of a downtown residential community that is apartments. Because we know that those are bringing in folks from Boston and New York. We're you know, a third the cost of living of New York, half the cost of living of Boston, and it's a real driver. 46% of people moving into our downtown are coming from Boston and New York, and
really?
Moving into the city of Hartford and finding something cool that you know, they at a price point they can afford.
Can we get you back before the kids go back to school?
Yes. Yeah, let's do
it. Okay.
We'll talk development.
And thank you, Christina, for everything. We appreciate it. We're going to move you along. We want to thank Mayor Aruna Olompalam from the city of Hartford, and let's text and emails that I didn't ask enough hard questions come. Bring them on.